ABC Listen.
Hello there, my name's Emily and you're listening to Newstime.
Hello, Emily.
And hello to Newstime listener legend, Maya.
Hi, my name is Maya. I'm 5 years old. I live in Canberra. Hello to the Ngunnawal people. I love listening to Newstime and I love learning new things and I tell it to my friends and family and my friends in school.
Thanks, Maya. I have a feeling you might be telling your friends and family about a special award from today's Newstime episode, an award that no one actually wants to win. Plus, we'll meet a 101-year-old trying to break a world record and we'll buckle up for a last-minute road trip for a good pause. Sorry, good cause. But before all of that, I want to say a quick shout out to the Socceroos. The Aussie men's soccer team is currently competing in the FIFA World Cup and doing a brilliant job. Good luck, team. Okay, shall we get started?
Let's jump in. Story number 5.
There's a group of musicians from New Zealand that are going viral on the internet, but they're not doing what you might expect. These musos don't have violins or pianos.
Playing the drums with buckets?
So they were playing drums with buckets probably because they were unbelievably bored.
A group of 5 teen friends from Tauranga in New Zealand met in school music classes and have been creating music using upside-down buckets as drums, beating them with drumsticks. The drummers treat their performances almost like a dance. They don't just play their own drum, but they reach over to the drum of the person next to them, weaving over and under in time with the beat. They throw up their sticks in the air, flip them and catch them too.
I play drums. It's a lot harder than people will think because there's a lot of offbeats.
It looks tricky, that's for sure. The boys call themselves the Beat Street Drummers, and since they started uploading videos of their performances online, they've had more than 100 million views. Fans love their unique style, and the Beat Street Drummers have even been invited to perform at festivals and events.
It's really good and unique. People are watching them to go like, oh, I should show my friends about how good this is.
So they'll probably go to Bunnings to get buckets and then they'll go outside and get sticks, put the sticks in their hands and they'll play the drums. People will be inspired.
One of the drummers, Daniel, says it makes music accessible to more people. You don't need fancy instruments to play and make music. A simple bucket and some sticks can do the job.
You could get like a piece of plywood. They get a machine that carves the wood into a drumstick.
If they would sell bamboo, you could do the didgeridoo.
We should start a Newstime band. Thanks for the info, Beat Street Drummers.
Story number 4.
There's a new awards ceremony around, but it's the sort of thing no one wants to win. The Unpack It Awards have been started to shine a light on the sorts of packaging that are the worst for our environment. Any guesses on the winners?
Plastic. Once I went to the ocean and I stole lots of plastic bags and water bottles.
Like the plastic wrappers that you kind of have to pull open. Rubbish bags, plastic and chip packets. It's bad because if an animal eats it, it gets stuck in their tummy. Turtles could think they look like jellyfish.
Single-use plastics are definitely unkind to our environment. But the winner of the first ever award for the worst packaging is something called a Franken-can, like the Frankenstein's monster of drink containers.
A plastic bottle, a metal top, it's kind of like a can of Coca-Cola, but it's like way worse.
Yeah, these cans are used by some cafes for takeaway drinks like iced coffees or iced matcha drinks. It looks like a regular can of drink, but they have a plastic body and an aluminium metal lid, and the two bits are fused together. It's really hard to pry them apart.
It's bad because it's got plastic and metal. Both things are meant to be in different bins.
Exactly. The Franken cans are really hard to recycle, and that's why they got named the worst. Yikes. But there were some nice awards handed out too. One company created a refillable keg for milk, like a big barrel. It can hold 18 litres of cow's milk, and these kegs are used by cafes and then sent back to be cleaned, refilled and reused.
It's very good because the bottles can go back to them. It's just refillable so you can use it over and over again.
Interesting. an empty like bottle of milk and you can fill it up there.
People hope these awards will inspire more companies to make better choices about their packaging, with less single-use plastics and more clever, creative ideas.
Story number three.
A mum named Sarah from Cootamundra in New South Wales was planning her son Nate's 10th birthday party. Do you have any party ideas for Sarah and Nate?
The best birthday party I've been to, we went to Bounce and we went in a bull pit. We did flips, we did some dodgeball.
This year, I turned 9 and I went to my cousin's house because I have like this ginormous backyard. And we had a barbecue.
Oh, family barbecues are the best. Sarah and Nate had a problem though. As the big day approached, Nate was worried that no one would come to his birthday party. Nate lives with some disabilities that means he finds it tricky to make friends. He wasn't sure what that would mean for his potential party.
Sad, because like you, if you don't have a lot of friends, you might not be able to do as much fun stuff.
Nate's mum Sarah put a post up online asking her community to pitch in and make Nate's 10th birthday a special one. She mentioned that Nate loves cars and trucks, anything with a motor and wheels. And you know what? The people of Cootamundra stepped up.
They all pitched in to like get something for him.
Yep. The captain of the local fire brigade brought along 3 fire trucks for Nate to inspect. There were 2 ambulances to poke around in and a police car to climb inside too. More than 50 locals showed up at Nate's place with cars, trucks and motorbikes. And get this, someone has even offered to take Nate for a ride in an aeroplane.
I think he felt like really excited and happy and like kept smiling and laughing and everything.
Nate was so happy. He says it was the best birthday ever. Happy 10th birthday, Nate, and great work, Cootamundra. What an awesome community.
Story number 2.
May Beveridge has been playing the game of croquet for a very long time.
Croquet is like where you have a half circle, kind of like hammer, and you hit a ball through like these kind of like gate things.
Golf ball something, I don't know. And you have to hit it through the little gates.
Yeah, croquet is sort of like above ground golf. You hit a ball through arches on the ground and you need to do it in the right order for the points to count. May started croquet when she was in her 80s and now she's 101 years old.
She's 101. That's so old.
Did she get a message from the king?
Because of her age, May is going for the world record of the oldest woman to play competitive croquet. The current record is held by a lady who is still playing croquet at the age of 98. May is 3 years older than that.
Had she broken the record yet?
She's applied for the record, but the world record officials still need to confirm things before it's totally locked in. While she waits, May is happy to keep playing. She's not doing it for the record.
It's such a wonderful exercise, not only for your body, but for your brain. It keeps you sane. No good just sitting at home in your slippers and your dressing gown. You have to get up and get out.
Well said, May. You're right. Exercise is good for both your body and your brain. And May has some other life lessons to teach us too.
No matter how old you are, you can still do whatever you want.
Always do what you like.
Exactly. All right, it's time for our
Love of the Week!
This story starts sad, but it has a happy ending, I promise. A group of friends were driving along a road in North Queensland when they spotted a wallaby by the side of the road that had been hit by a car. The wallaby didn't survive, but its little baby Joey did.
Her feet are very skinny and odd.
I feel like that's a mix between a kangaroo and a chihuahua.
You're kind of right. The travellers wrapped up the little Joey to keep her warm and bundled her into the car to take her to a wildlife carer.
Like Robert Owen.
The problem was, they were hundreds of kilometres from the nearest carer. The travellers couldn't just drive around the corner to drop the little animal off. They ended up travelling 9 hours with the wallaby in the car to a carer named Margella.
Because they're an animal lover.
Because they want the wallaby to survive.
Margella took care of the little Joey and named her Little Claudia. Once little Claudia was feeling better, Margiela arranged for someone else to take the Joey back up to North Queensland. That was another 9 hours in the car for our hopping explorer.
I think the wallaby weed a lot in that car drive, like a lot. I feel like they would also need to get like some of those good smelling air things so like the car doesn't smell horrible. Air freshener, that's what I'm talking about.
Goodness, maybe. Thankfully, Claudia is back in the wild now and hopping about happily. The people who rescued little Claudia knew what they were doing and got advice on how to care for injured wildlife from some experts. If you see an injured animal in the wild, don't touch them. Tell a grown-up and they'll be able to help. Alrighty, I hope you've been listening carefully because it's time for today's quiz. Question 1. Which country are the street drummers from? New Zealand. Question 2. Which two materials is the worst packaging made of? Plastic and aluminium metal. Question 3. How old did Nate turn on his really good birthday this year? 10 years old. Question 4. May says that croquet is wonderful exercise for your body and your what? I'll give you a hint. It starts with the letter B. Your brain. Question 5. What name did the rescuers give the wallaby they saved? Little Claudia. I wonder if that's because of her claws. And that's it for this week's countdown. Thank you so much for your help. I couldn't do it without you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Emily.
You're welcome. If you love News Time, make sure you get your parents and teachers to tap the heart or favourite button so you never miss an episode. Well, I'm off to rummage around for a croquet mallet. If I'm ever going to beat May's record, I better get started now. News Time is an ABC Kids Listen podcast. For other awesome podcasts to play, music to move to, and stories and soundtracks for sleep, head to the Kids tab on the ABC Listen app. It's free from your app store.